time. There are those who wish to thank you for those healing thoughts, for the animals of your world. Sometimes the creatures of your earth are forgotten. So I will say thank you from those who are dealing with those healing thoughts. As I come closer to you this time, I feel a need to say to you, how calm and peaceful this room is this evening. I will, on this occasion, speak with you on any subject you wish, but I also would like to say this to you, my dear friends, that it would be most apt this time if our dear lady friend will take you through a journey of seeking those higher beings that you have not yet met. If she is prepared to do this time.
Yes, I can try.
Yes, you can do it. Do not doubt.
Well, I think we're giggling because we're not sure who is doing it.
Each one is supported in whatever takes place in this room. You are all loved and protected, and we know that you feel this great energy whenever you enter this room.
Yes.
I never feel I'm alone when I do the journeys. I always feel inspiration and
yes.
The presence of others.
Yes, of course. We would not leave you alone. There will always be someone to help you. Yes.
When you speak of higher beings, that's not angels.
No.
It's not our higher self.
Possibly your higher self, but not the angelic beings, but those who have come before you and have grown a little more than yourselves.
I see.
Until you make some contact, you will not have that differentiation between them. You understand?
I I think Jim has a question for you, if that's all right. But he's going to need the torch to just read out. So we'll do our best to keep it low.
During 6 months of 2006, last year, I received medical treatment for cancer. I also asked for and received spiritual healing here at Kingsclear. My doctor has just told me how very well I have responded to the chemotherapy and that I am much improved. I had a strong feeling that I was being helped, which I can only describe as a spiritual experience, something I really felt inside me. And I'm very grateful for this. My question, first question is, am I spiritually on the right track to continue not only in healing, but also in making the progress you have told us is the prime purpose for our earthly life? Next, I'm faced with having to make a decision about the possibility of hip surgery, nothing to do with the cancer. What is your advice?
Thank you. I understand your questions. Firstly, let me say this to you, my dear friend. You would never have entered this room had you not placed one foot on the spiritual pathway. That is my first reply to you. And of course, as now you are beginning to realize, when contact is made with our world, we do not let you go so easily. Therefore, our words at this time in your life are most important to you. And in accepting our love and in trying to understand the truth, you are indeed, my dear friend, walking the pathway of spirit. Always remember that with your free will, you can deviate from that pathway. But by holding strong to that truth, to that knowledge, you cannot go wrong in your healing. I place the responsibility back onto your shoulders, because as the others fully understand, we cannot live life for you. We can only uplift you, guide you, enfold you in our love. But you must take some responsibility for your actions. As to your second question, I would say that the doctors in your world are there for a very good purpose. in helping mankind. And although there are many doubts and fears, they are there to help their fellow man. Therefore, my dear friend, I say this to you. If you go forward with this operation, you may rest assured that by making contact with those of us in spirit, you will be helped. Things will be made much easier for you, and your recovery time will be so much quicker. This already you are having proof of. So I would say to you, go forward. Be clear in your endeavors. And do not allow any fear to enter that part of your consciousness that would make you afraid. Keep it from your mind, and all will be well. Does that answer your question for you?
I feel I couldn't have asked for a better message from you than you have given me, and I understand it.
That is important.
Thank you very much.
Our love is with you. Do not be fearful. Are there more questions this time?
I have them several from past matters. There were one or two loose ends from our session on ancient Egypt. I don't know if it would be proper to raise those at this time.
I intend to devote some time to that matter. So we will not use the time this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But I assure you, we will discuss.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that would be wonderful, because on that occasion the energy began fading.
Yes.
And there were one or two little loose ends. It would be wonderful to devote some time to completing that.
I do not forget.
Thank you. Now, some time ago, you asked us about understanding ourselves, to go within and find out about ourselves. And I know I didn't give you an answer concerning that. So perhaps I could say something now. In going within, I found it very difficult to think in terms of myself without also thinking in terms of others and other connections. In fact, as I thought about it, I couldn't really think about self without thinking about the entire creation. I don't know if that was your intention in asking us to partake in this exercise. But it occurred to me then that a model to aid the thinking would be an orange. And I started thinking in terms of the deeper spirit being the interior of the orange, which is all much the same, yet there is structure there, and I feel it's perhaps a little bit like this in the deeper spirit. There are, as you say, conglomerates and light beings, angels, and soul structures. Not like the flesh of the orange, they're not very rigid structures. And then it seemed to me that physical beings, rather more like the peel of the orange, and which experiences sunlight, and things happen within the peel. The peel and the interior are interdependent, and the free will of the physical beings would happen in the peel of the orange, and some good would come out of the various interactions and pass on to the interior. So if one saw this as a model for the universe, then only good would happen in the interior, and that could progress. But all the free will and any risk would happen in the peel. And I felt it was a model that I could understand. I just wondered if would have any comment on that.
Indeed I do, my dear friend. Firstly, I admire your analogy of life. One question to you. What happens with the orange that is bad within?
Well, yes. Well, I don't think this could happen in the spiritual analogy.
Yes, of course. I understand where you are coming from. Let me say, when going inwards in finding that true self, in whichever way is most comfortable for you, then that is fine. The important part is that you feel part of all of existence. And yes, indeed, there is a fluidity in all of existence, in all of life. Nothing is static. We have expressed the fact that energy is ever growing. So, in a sense, your orange analogy is a little stiff, inasmuch as I can see restrictions in the peel of the orange. I would suggest that the orange stripped of its peel is more in tune to that spiritual part of the energy, where it can expand and grow further apart and yet still belongs to that one unit. Do you understand what I am saying?
Yes, I understand that.
I am trying to simplify it for you in your own language.
Yes, it has to be more fluid than the fruit.
It has to expand. But if that is your way of going inward and being part of the whole, then I am not one to tell you otherwise.
Yes, it just seemed to be a model which allowed badness and deviation to only occur in the Peel and not pass to the inner spirit.
Yes, that is fine and well for you. However you go inwards, that is part of your own experience. That is your own fulfillment. But in quieting the mind, in going within to that all-encompassing quietness, that is where you find your true selves. And truly, only when that quietness is there will you begin to understand what you are about.
Graham?
Yes,
I hope that helps you.
Can I ask a question again? Concerning that, have you ever met Jesus? And I just wondered about that possibility.
I am aware of the one you talk of. I do not acquaint because I am from another source. But I am aware of his name and what he has created in your world. Yes. Does that answer your question?
Did you have a question, Graham?
That's a question that's been raised before. Maybe I wanted to perhaps take the question a little bit further this time, and that was a question about personality. We're all very different beings, and we all behave and conduct our lives in very different ways. And I think the question was asked of you once, does personality come through from before we're born, from spirit world? And I think that you answered at the time that no, it doesn't. That the physical conditions in which we live mould the development of our personality. Am I right in saying that so far?
Yes.
Then we go on through our lives and eventually we pass back to spirit world. And I guess there we do, at least for a while, take our earthly personality back with us into spirit world.
Yes.
So we carry on much the same way, but of course we develop and evolve on that side of things as well.
Yes.
Why is it that we, when we do come back into our next lifetime, why is it that we start again with an opportunity to develop a new personality? Is this to enable us to move forward without any restrictions which our personality that we have at that time may impose on us?
I understand your question, my dear friend. Sometimes personality from past life does come with another incarnation. But that is only because conditions of past lives has not been resolved.
Right.
They are few and far between.
Yes.
Remember, my dear friend, that when you reincarnate, it can be another aspect of soul,
right,
which is returning.
Yes.
So it is that all memories cease in order that the lifetime which you have chosen can be fulfilled without any, how would you express it, hitches. You understand.
I understand what you mean. Yeah. Yes.
Is that helpful to
you? That's enormously helpful. Yes, thank you. That really has. It's something I've pondered about before. And yes, I think the bit that I wasn't understanding was the fact that when we come back for a new lifetime, it's a new aspect of our soul that's given the chance to develop and move forward. Yes.
In the same way that I come from a conglomerate of beings, the soul itself is made of many aspects.
Yes.
We have spoken about this before.
Yes.
And that is what you must try to remember.
Yes. Thank you. That's so clear. And yes, I won't forget that explanation. That's very clear. Thank you.
I don't know if this question's been asked before. If you go to any other groups anyway, but you're saying you come from a conglomerate, do the other parts of this conglomerate, do they go to different groups like you do, and then you assist sometimes if you know something more than that particular?
No. I am but one part which has agreed to return at this time.
Ah, right.
No, we are not separated in many groups.
No.
No.
And do you go to any other groups, or is it just us?
I come only here, but at times I do have some influence. But no, I do not speak through another's voice box.
Mm, I'm more than honoured.
Mm-hmm. I should say.
Should we just ask?
Makes us feel very special.
I have a question, Simon, that I think relates to clairvoyance, maybe. And the reason I say maybe is in my everyday life, I think sometimes people look upon me as being not strange, but rather arrogant, because when they're talking to me, I get true pictures of what they're telling me. And for years I thought it was just my imagination. But as time goes on, I think it's more clairvoyance. So I find myself answering them before they've even told me. Does that make sense, or is it purely... Is it part of my development?
It is part of you, not a development. What I might suggest to you, my dear friend, is control. Not that you can change what you feel and what you clearly see, but you must have restraint when dealing with another person. And that applies to all gifts. There must be an element of control. If you are not to allow it to overtake your life. Mm. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Yes. Mm. Try to focus without speaking. Mm. And then...
But I still, even when I do that, I can still see vividly. I have an empathy for what they're telling me. It's more than just somebody telling me a story or a problem.
Yes.
I feel it. I feel that more so in recent years than I ever did before.
Yes. It is part of you. It is something that will become stronger as it is used. but I say have control in using what you see and the words that come to you.
So you're not asking me not to?
No.
Not to say?
No. You are clear seeing. You have that gift. Do not doubt it. But just have a little control over it.
Mm.
Or use it in a more controlled manner.
I understand.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
It's been very helpful, actually, her clairvoyance when we have Bonnie on through, because she's able to see things that perhaps Bonnie on can't explain to us.
Yes, that is why each one of you have... you are spirit. You should be using the spiritual aids that you all have. It may be that another may not see so clearly, but can still feel what the other person is saying, and have that same understanding without the clear vision. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
You all must develop those spiritual gifts, as you call them. They are not gifts, they are your right. They are what you are. But it is up to each and every one of you in this lifetime to continue to use these aids of spirit. I prefer to call them aids rather than gifts.
Can I ask?
The great creator does not give gifts because you are part of creation. Do you understand?
Yes.
You are all part of creation. You are not a gift. You are part of it.
I think we on Earth, we use that term very loosely, don't we?
Yes.
When we talk of, oh, it must be a gift, or we're gifted.
When it is so natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are correct. Now, my dear friends, I feel it is now time to allow our dear lady friend to take you on your journey for this time. I will leave you, and as always, know that I am near at all times. Know that those in spirit who come close to you are with you when you need them. Do not be afraid, my dear friends, to ask for help for yourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.